And joining us on this segment is Wayne McMaster. He is a captain with the UPS 747, and that 747 is on display here at AirVenture Oshkosh 2019. Wayne, good morning and welcome.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
And you are not only, I shouldn't say not only, but you are a captain, but you're also a lifetime EIA member and a lifelong aviation enthusiast. Tell us how you actually got into the cockpit.
Well, I started at a really young age. Right. My dad, his name is Roy McMaster. He's well-known in the soaring community, in the competition soaring. I grew up at Harris Hill in Elmira, New York, there at the little airport there, and I've been flying gliders since probably about age five. I couldn't even start with reaching the rudder pedals when I first started, and sold at 14 there at Harris Hill.
Yeah, and that's something that people have a tendency to forget, is that you can solo an airplane at age 14. It's a glider, but that's a great way to learn stick and rudder skills. Before you're 16, you can solo a powered aircraft.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And from there, what was your progression?
I went off to Embry-Riddle, Daytona Beach, Florida, and I went through their degree program there and have a bachelor's degree in aeronautical science, and went through the flight program, and then I was a flight instructor down in the Daytona Beach area, and then I did that for I guess a year and a half while I was finishing school, and then I went on to US Air Express up out of Plattsburgh, New York, and was based there for about 6 years or so.
Okay, and then the jump to UPS?
Then just straight to UPS after US Air. So I've been at UPS now since 1996, so I'm working on my 24th year here.
All right. And you're also a check pilot, correct?
Affirmative, yeah. I'm working on, I do the initial operating experience, so when a pilot just finishes all their training, they've been through all the flight simulator, they're all certified, they send them out with somebody who's done this a few times before, and then we kind of just kind of put the icing on the cake slash give them a chance to go see the world.
Excellent. The 7-4 that came in today, is that how many of those are in the UPS fleet?
Currently, that's our 12th 747-8 freighter that we've got. I think we just received that one about 2 weeks ago, so it's brand new.
Still has the new airplane smell.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So as the check pilot, can you rate the landing of the crew that came in?
Yeah, I'm going to give him a thumbs up. He did a good job. How's that?
7 awesome. Out of 10 or something.
Exactly. Yeah, maybe 8. Yeah, it was good.
Because an instructor can't give you a 10 out of 10. There's always got to be something they can tweak.
There's something to talk about, always.
That's right. Tell us a little bit about the performance of the freighter.
The freighter is a pretty amazing airplane. The 747-400 is an amazing airplane all by itself. And then the Boeing 747-8 is just totally amazing. It has the ability to carry over 300,000 pounds of freight that we regularly do right out of Asia, bringing it into the U.S. The airplane can go near 6,500 miles or so. We fly regularly from the central of the U.S. at Louisville, Kentucky, all the way out to Dubai in the UAE. I think that is our longest flight right now.
How long is that flight?
That's about 6,500 miles. That's about 13.5 to 14 hours in the cockpit, so it's a bit of a hike.
Is it with a flight that long, do you have two crews on board?
Yeah, we have one captain, and then we have three first officers. All of our first officers are certified to be able to sit as an international relief officer, so they'll be able to sit in the captain's seat if I take a break.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've flown that route?
Absolutely. Just last week, actually.
Really?
And these airplanes are amazing. And when we're fully loaded, we take off at almost 1,000,000 pounds, which is hard to believe. It's 987,000 pounds. And you'll see us at the end of the runway in Asia just burning the fuel down just to get the last number so we have all the fuel we'll need for any alternate plans.
Wow. And you're going To the west, correct?
Sometimes to the west, sometimes to the east. Okay. So we go around the planet, either east or west. So I suppose I'm either a little older or a little younger, depending how you want to rate that. But
or chasing sunrises or chasing sunsets.
Exactly. We can see a sunrise or a sunset. Mostly the sunset out of Hong Kong will last all the way to Europe, so it's it's a long one.
It's amazing. The 747 is now celebrating 50 years in the air, which is amazing. And still going strong. I mean, obviously, almost a brand new airplane that flew in here today. But boy, it's got a real storied history.
It's a beautiful airplane. Again, ever since I was about 2 years old, I knew this is what I wanted to do, to fly this airplane around the world. So I'm pretty blessed to be able to have that opportunity. The airplane is amazing. UPS has actually had them in their fleet, 747s, pretty much since the beginning of our air service. And we've had the 747-400s starting about 12 years ago. We purchased 12 of them brand new. And then we purchased, it's 7 brand new, and we have 5 other ones that we bought along the way to add to the fleet. And now we've got 24 of these 747-8s coming to make service.
Wow. We're talking with Wayne McMaster, who's a captain with the 747 with United Parcel Service. With the advent of the jumbo jet, it's really changed not only passenger flying, but also cargo flying. How do you, obviously, you don't just throw the boxes in the back. How do you pack the cargo and then know where it's supposed to go when you get to where you're going?
We have an amazing system. UPS is cutting-edge technology on the inside of our sort centers. All your packages come. They get sorted, put into a container we call a ULD, which is a universal load device. These are big square containers that just kind of fit inside the airplane. So we have on the 747 two great big rows of those on the main deck. The lower deck has got two rows of those all the way across the bottom as well. And then there's a bulk area as well just to put some boxes and packages in, just sure. like you see in your airliner as you're loading the packages one behind the other.
Sure. And what other aircraft do you have in the fleet?
UPS, currently we've got the Boeing 757 and 767. That's probably our main workhorse. They do the majority of our flying. Augmenting that, we've got a bunch of Airbus A300s, which is an older design, mm-hmm. but a really capable airplane. It doesn't quite have the range of a 767, but it's on the shorter hauls, it is every bit as good. It can haul just about as much freight. And then we've also got some MD-11s. I think we're one of the largest carriers still flying those.
Okay.
We've got, I think, around 50 of those at the moment.
All right. So what's the plan for the airplane this week at AirVenture?
At AirVenture, we're planning to share the airplane. We're going to go ahead and have her opened up. We've got a nose loading door on the airplane. I think we're going to have that open. We're going to have a bunch of displays talking about some of our technology, some of our company basically in general, and we'll be able to bring people through the front of the airplane across the main deck and go through all the displays, then back out the main cargo door, which is out in the back on the left hand side of the airplane.
Okay. Now, not only do you fly the big airplanes, but you're also into smaller airplanes as well. I understand you have an RV7 that's an award winner here.
Yeah, absolutely. My RV7 I built, thank you, EAA, by the way. This is a great organization I'm really thankful for. Due to EAA, it's given me the opportunity to build my own airplane. So I built an RV7 that I finished in 2010, and it actually made silver. It made Reserve Grand Champion in 2010 here. I flew it here today, by the way. It's got 1,000 hours on it now.
Congratulations. That's a milestone for a home built.
Absolutely.
And a testament to great construction work.
I hope so, yeah.
What drew you to the RV?
The RV is a beautiful airplane for me. It's just a nice all-around airplane. So thankful I have it. If I was going to build another airplane today, I would build another RV if I didn't already have one.
Okay. You'd stick with the 7, or would you move to one of the other RVs?
For me, the 7 is kind of a sweet spot. Okay. I really like it. I like sitting beside somebody and sharing the ride versus a tandem seat. Tandem seat's a lot of fun when you do a formation. We've got some big groups to do those type things down in the Louisville, Kentucky area.
Okay.
In fact, the other pilot who just flew in, the co-pilot, Dave Schmidt, he's got an RV 8 that he built as well.
Okay. And with your attendance here at AirVenture, you've been a regular for a number of years.
Yeah, absolutely. I started coming here when I started to consider building my own airplane here in, mid to late 90s, and then got into the airplane. And most times when I came to Oshkosh, I looked at the airplane, saw a little of the show, but I was mostly in there at the vendors trying to find out what neat gadgets I was going to put in there or what neat tools I could buy. And also just to get some of the advice of all the experts that were here ahead of me.
Sure. Did you take advantage of the workshops or the forums to get some hands-on
experience? Not so much for the workshops. I had some very good mentors down in Louisville. Chuck Breitigam, who's pretty well-known for building. Right. He was probably my main mentor building the airplane, so it worked out well.
And you're now also volunteering.
I have volunteered many years at the show. I was involved with the A-Team group, just helping to work with a lot of the people who are big donors and just helping coordinate things and some of our big vendors who are in here, supporting them throughout the show.
All right. What's one of your outstanding Oshkosh memories?
Probably winning that Silver Lindy. I couldn't believe I actually won that with all the beautiful airplanes around here. Any one of these airplanes, if you walk up and down the line, are just amazing.
Good. Well, Wayne, any final thoughts before we wrap up this segment about UPS or flying the 7-4?
No, it's a neat airplane. I get to fly around the world, and I get to bring all your packages from the far side of the world all the way to wherever you need it. So when you go click it on the internet, we'll help bring it all the way from wherever it is to you. And again, it's a great company, great airplane. I'm really privileged to fly it.
Great. And you're here throughout the week on the Boeing Plaza?
Yeah, the airplane will be on display from Tuesday through Thursday morning. And okay. Then Thursday afternoon, it's scheduled to fly out. Okay. We'll have some flight crews around the area, as well as some other support people from UPS who will be there to answer questions. And
great. So put that on your list of things to do either today or tomorrow or first thing Thursday morning before they button it up. I suppose it has to go back into service and start generating revenue.
We'll get her back in the system almost immediately. I know I was just flying back from Asia last week, and I saw Tail 616, which is this airplane, yes. Was on my schedule for a moment, and I thought, wow, this is cool. I get to fly the brand-new airplane. And then something changed, and I got one that was three airplanes old. Okay. So that's like 4 months.
Still not a bad ride.
No, it's a great ride.
All right. Wayne McMaster, thank you for being with us today. And, again, stop by and see the UPS 747. It's a brand-new airplane. And go see it on Boeing Plaza. This is From the Stand, and this is EIA Radio.